From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump told the Financial Times if China isn't going to solve the problem of North Korea, quote, we will. Mr. Trump said China has great influence over Pyongyang and China will either decide to help us with the North or they won't. And if they don't, it won't be good for anyone. His comments come ahead of his first summit with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Florida. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley appeared Sunday on U.S. television.
China has to cooperate. This is now down to, do we want to continue to see these ballistic missile attacks from North Korea, or does China want to do something about it? And this is all about the fact that they need to have action. And we're going to continue to put pressure on China to have action. That will be shown in multiple ways. But what we are going to do is say, China, you know that you're the only one that's doing this. We appreciate that you stopped coal going into North Korea, but we know it's going in other ways. At some point, we need to see definitive actions by China condemning North Korea and not just calling them out for it.
Korea Economic Institute analyst Troy Stangerone said the Trump administration may be preparing secondary sanctions targeting Chinese firms.
What I would expect the Trump administration to do is to utilize those tools to go more directly after these types of entities to try and slow down North Korea's nuclear progress and also take and apply pressure on North Korea to bring it to the table.
Recent satellite images suggest the North may be preparing a sixth nuclear test. A national peace summit in Mali ended Sunday with a call on the government to negotiate with Islamist groups that have carried out attacks on Malian, French, and UN troops. The conference called on President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to hold talks with Amadou Koufa, leader of the Messina Liberation Front, and Iyad Aghali, who heads the militant Ansar Dine. The talks aimed at revolving implementation of a peace deal in 2015.